You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Monday, January 8th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Kurt Ellefson from Polk County Veterans Affairs. Kurt, how are you doing today?
Good, how about yourself?
Doing well, and well, how has the last month been?
The last month's been pretty busy. We've been pretty busy, especially after the first of the year here. It's just kind of really kicking up as far as staying busy with the new benefits coming out and kind of taking care of the old ones as well, I suppose. So it's been good.
That's good. And so what are some of those new benefits that we're seeing?
So as of January 1st, you know, if you're 100% permanent and total veteran as far as service-connected disability rating, you get free license registration up to two vehicles starting January 1st, so this new year. And then July 1st is actually no sales tax for those same veterans as well when they buy a vehicle. So that's kind of a big benefit this year, which changed in the legislation last year. If you're an eligible veteran and you need your award letter, please call our office and we can definitely get you that. And that's all you really need to do is bring that to the DMV and they'll take care of you from there.
And so what's the phone number that people can call?
So the best number to call us is the Crookston office is 218-281-3066.
And is there a specific deadline that people have to meet for this?
Nope. It started January 1st. It'll go on forever. So.
All right. Yep. So a good way to start off the new year in
exactly.
A way.
Exactly. Yep. Nice change. Good benefit for veterans that meet those eligibility standards. So,
Do they have to fill anything out online too?
Nope, not for that. Nope. They just have to take their award letter showing they're 100% total and permanent and bring it to the local DMV and they should be able to take care of from there.
All right, and then what else is going to be coming up?
So, every year we have our annual Veterans Benefit Fair, so I did lock in a date. So that's at the Crookston Armory on April 19th from 10 to 3. So please come on out. It's not just for veterans, for veterans advocates or anybody that maybe has some questions about veterans or maybe wants to check it out because they want to be a vendor next year. So just come on, check it out. If you do want to be a vendor, if you want to be part of our fair, please let me know. We have plenty of room, so if you want to be a vendor because you got something you want to talk to veterans about or offer something for veterans, please give me a holler.
So what goes on at that fair?
So what we have is usually we have anywhere from 20 to 30 vendors. Last year we had an ice storm, so we had a little less than we wanted, that have different benefits for veterans. So I got, different departments from the VA coming. I got Middle River Veteran Outdoors, which takes veterans hunting and fishing. The Honor Flights there, they usually do some, look for donations and some information, help you sign up if you're looking to do that. They usually have pretty good raffles. So they'll be there. I got, a bunch of senior linkage type help. It's just, 20 to 30 vendors of great information for veterans and their families.
And what's the point of having an event like this?
To bring up awareness of what's out there for veterans. I mean, without events like this, I don't think veterans fully understand what's all out there. I mean, yeah, through our office, we can tell you about all the federal and state benefits, but, we're missing a lot of the nonprofit stuff because there's thousands of them. So we have events like this that kind of gets veterans thinking, well, okay, I do want to go fishing because I'm a veteran or there's help for nursing home care, whatever the case may be, or insurance, or there's better insurance out there for me. So it just depends on what veterans are looking for. It might be there for you. So
again, that's going to be coming up in April?
April 19th. Yep.
And that runs from 10 to 3.
10 to 3, yep.
And that's going to be at the Crookston Armory?
Crookston Armory, yep.
All right.
And again, if you want to be a vendor, let me know. We'll get you a spot. On the same week, though, April 17th is Veterans Day on the Hill, which we talked about that before. Veterans Day on the Hill is where we go down to the state capitol and talk to legislators about different bills for veterans that we want to see get passed and kind of just be a voice. It's a long trip down there, but it's good to have our voices heard, especially coming from such far north, it's good for us veterans up here to have our voices heard. So I do have a 55 passenger bus already reserved for that. So if you are looking to go, you don't have to be a veteran. You have to be a veteran, a veteran advocate is what we're looking for. Veteran, SALSA veteran, you name it, there's definitely going to be some room on that bus. So please let me know if you'd like to go. We do leave at like 5:30 in the morning. That's the only bad part, but it is a charter bus. So you can sleep the whole way down and sleep on the way back. So
Is there anything specific that you'll be going there for, or just overall?
This year, you know, for me, it's always the Omnibus Bill. The Omnibus Bill gives us an opportunity to have our own veterans' bills sent up for legislative passing. Without that, we always had to send it in, like, through transportation or other bills outside of just veteran bills. So with the Omnibus Bill, we need to pass that so we have our own platform. Yep, so that's a big one. And there's a lot of bills from last year that are carried over this year, which includes some changes with the spousal property tax exclusions, the amounts for property tax exclusions for veterans. You know, they're even looking at, if you're 50% rated, you could possibly get a property tax exclusion. Right now, you have to be 70%. So it's one thing they're looking at. Kind of a tough bill to get passed, because it's not really funded by the state when that happens. It's actually funded by the county taxpayer, so we do have problems with that one quite a bit. So there's that one. There's another one for free hunting and fishing licenses for veterans, all veterans. Right now you have to be 100% total and permanent. So there's a few of those bills out there, and I'm sure maybe there'll be a few that pop up before Veterans Day on the Hill. But if you're interested in this stuff, or if you want to come on the bus, let me know.
And maybe if there's a other bill, you know, for the veterans that you know, you haven't mentioned, that mm-hmm. you know, you're really, really proactive about, again, a great yep. opportunity to head on down to the Hill and let your voice be heard.
Exactly. Yep. Especially, like I said, we're up here up north. We need to be heard as well. So
and how long have you been doing that?
So this will be my second year having a bus. So last year we had a 55 passenger bus, and we maybe had 12 people on the bus. So this year I'm hoping, now that's the second year, we got more people that are willing to go. So,
and, again, they call the same number to kind of reserve a spot.
Yep,
on the bus.
Just give us a call at the office, 218-281-3066. And that'll, you know, talk to me or Kelly. We'll get you on the list.
So middle of April, a couple of events that are going to be coming up. Busy time.
It'll be a busy week for me anyways.
But hopefully a good and positive week.
Yep. Yep, it always is. I'm kind of glad it's in April too, in mid-April, because it's kind of, hopefully the weather will be a little bit better by then. So
yeah, you never know.
Never know. No, it's Minnesota. You never know. Yeah. So, yep, so really looking forward to having those events coming up in April, and I'm glad we're able to talk about it today, because it takes, you know, April comes pretty fast, believe it or not. So
that it does. We were talking before the show, just we couldn't believe that it's already 2024.
Exactly, yep, and like you said, 2025 will be just around the corner.
Yes, it will. Yep. Is there any purpose to being in the middle of April, or is that just kind of works best?
Veterans Day on the Hill, someone picks that date down there, so I'm not sure how that works. As far as my Veterans Benefit Fair, I usually do the first Friday of April, but the Armory is booked up for the first two, so this is kind of how we got this one. And then we had it end of March last year, because Good Friday was the first Friday of April, and of course we had an ice storm, so I'm trying to stay away from March and just hoping April's what it should be, you know.
Yeah, hopefully the weather is good for a couple of different reasons there for a busy April, middle of April, that is. Anything else that's on your mind?
I know we've talked about this before in the past. You know, don't forget about, every veteran can get a state soldiers assistance program grant for things like medical bills, car repairs, furnaces. We use it a lot for furnaces. If your veteran calls me and said their furnace went out, we go for this grant. It's up to $15,000 is what they kind of say is the max. So if you're a veteran who's never used one, or a widow of a veteran that's, they've never used one, you're eligible to at least apply. There's no income limit. They do look at your bank statements and your income coming in, and they can deny you off of that if you have, you know, pretty good income. But most of the time, they're pretty reasonable. So if you're a veteran or a widow of a veteran, widower, surviving spouse of a veteran, you can definitely apply for this, you know. So it's always good, especially if you have a furnace breakdown, because they're not cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, your car breaks down, you need some extra money, we can definitely try to help you out with this grant.
Is there a limit on how much?
About 15,000 is what the limit is. They don't really say a limit, but I know they won't go over 15. They usually won't go over 15,000 unless we specifically need to go over for some kind of real important reason. So it just kind of depends on what the person needs.
And is this a one-time thing?
Once in a lifetime. Yep.
And where do people like apply for this?
Through our office. Yep. Through the CVSO office. So the County Veteran Service Officers will apply for the veteran, and whoever's the claimant, I guess you'd say.
And is this something that people need to come on into the office? Can they call? Do they need to
They need to come to the office. This one's pretty extensive. By the time I'm done, it looks like I got a good book written. So, but we took care of all the legwork. So we do all the paperwork part of it. We just need you to come in and tell us what you're looking for and bring us a few things and go from there.
And once again, the title of that program is?
It's the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs State's Soldiers Assistance Program.
So really good program. Just in case you aren't aware of it, that you might be able to get some help for and a once in a lifetime opportunity for something that really breaks down or needs some help with that.
Exactly. Yep. It's helped a lot of people. I think last year, County, we used about $56,000 out of that grant. So it was a good year for that. So.
And then the 9/11 bonus, we've talked about this a couple of times.
Yep, the 9/11 bonus, which, we advertised probably every time I've been on here since July of 2022, or since it came out. So 9/11 bonus is anybody that served on active duty after 9/11, 2001, and is a Minnesota resident today. Now, originally when it came out, you had to be a Minnesota resident when you signed up for the service. The law changed this year. You don't have to be a Minnesota resident when you signed up. You just have to be a Minnesota resident today. So please, if you have not applied for that bonus and you're eligible, please do it as soon as possible because there is an expiration date on that, and it's usually when the funds run out. So I couldn't really tell you how much they have right now for funds, but it could run out faster than you think. So
yeah, so make sure that you get on that because another great way to earn a bonus there. And how can people apply for this one?
So you can actually do this one online, just go to Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs 9/11 bonus. But the best thing to do is just give us a call. We'll approach you in the right place. If you're not really good with the internet, or the computer, we'll have you come to our office. We'll do a paper form and send it off that way. So yep, the best thing to do is just give us a call.
It's been a couple of times on Valley Talk since we've actually talked about the general things that you guys do. We've talked a lot about the specifics, but the wide variety of things that the Polk County Veterans Affairs does.
So the main thing that we do is VA compensation. It probably keeps us the busiest. It's probably 75% of what we actually really do. VA compensation is applying for veterans for any injury, disease, or condition caused by service, aggravated by service. So what we do is we help veterans file those claims and hopefully get them through, and that gives them a percentage depending on the severity of a condition. That condition, if you're 100% total and permanent, you're going to get almost $4,000 a month of tax-free money. So it's a big benefit. So that's the biggest thing we work on. Spend a lot of time looking at medical documentation and service treatment records to try to figure out what a veteran should be applying for. And we apply for it and kind of help guide them through the whole process. So that's the biggest thing we do. We also help with the VA healthcare. We do the application for VA healthcare. You can't go to the Grand Forks VA or Fargo VA and actually, well, you can go to Fargo VA, but you can't go to Grand Forks VA and sign up for VA healthcare. You actually got to come to a VSO office and sign up for VA healthcare. You can actually do it over the phone as well, but the best thing to do is come see us, especially if you've been denied before. If you've been denied for VA healthcare in the past and your income has changed, it's probably a good time to come see us. So, because it is based off of income or if you're overseas in the service during combat, then you're eligible without income. There's a couple of different ways to get in the VA healthcare system, but definitely come see us if you've been denied before because things have changed, and we can definitely help you try to get in. So that's the two main things we do, and then, of course, the state soldier assistance programs, dental and optical grants, we do that as well. The one we talked about there for up to $15,000, that keeps us pretty busy. But the main one is the VA compensation, VA healthcare, and then help guiding. So once a veteran's in the VA healthcare, we help them guide how does it work or why do I have a bill or what's wrong with this. We're always there to kind of help guide as well. So we're really like a navigator in a lot of ways. So.
And if for the VA stuff, is that something that people have to come into the office as well? I know you mentioned one of the programs you had to.
Just depends on what the situation is. If it's an original claim, yes, they have to at least do a wood signature the first time. And then we can usually appeal on our own without them after that if we need to, or depending on what the situation is. To be honest, every veteran we see, no veteran's ever the same. Everything we do is different from one veteran to the next. It just depends, So yes.
And you're pretty busy. You go from a couple of different places, and the hours that you're available, and the numbers again to contact you.
Yep. So the Crookston office here is housed with Kelly Lowens, my assistant county veteran service officer. He should be in the office 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 p.m. But you know, you got to remember, we got vacation and sick time, and we also have trainings. It's one thing too with the new year coming up. Now starts our whole new process of we got to get our hours in for training, and got to be in the cities for some stuff, or you know, the case may be. So the best thing to do, we don't care if you walk in, we'll help you. We'll help you if you walk in, but you can't be mad if you walk in and we're not there. So it's the best thing to do is give us a call. So I'm in Crookston Mondays and Fridays, and I go to East Grand Forks Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Polk County Human Service Center over there from 9 to 3:30. And then I also go to Fossen McIntosh on Wednesdays. Fossen's at the Civic Center from 9 to noon, and the Bella Building in McIntosh in the afternoon from 1 to 3:30. The best number to reach me, because I'm always on the go, is my work cell phone, which is 218-280-5506. That's 218-280-5506. And then the Crookston office number, 218-281-3066.
And again, best thing to do, give a call, because more than likely someone will be at the office. But again, occasionally circumstances happen where there isn't going to be someone there.
Yeah, and even on our voicemail for Crookston, if we're not in, you can find my cell phone right on there. And you can give me a call, and I'm pretty much available 24/7. I usually answer it no matter what, so it depends. You know, unless I'm really busy, but yeah. So yeah, I'll definitely get a hold of you within 24 hours and not sooner.
All right. Well, let's go over the couple of events going on in April one more time. Let's start with the Veterans Benefit Affair that's going to be taking place in Crookston.
Yep, Veterans Benefit Fair. So April 19th from 10 to 3 at the Crookston Armory. We've done it, this must be our fifth or sixth year, I think. Yeah, probably sixth year that we've done it. So, yep, that's April 19th again. So I hope you all can make it out. Definitely looking for vendors. If you're someone that has benefits for veterans or maybe seniors or whatever the case may be, or maybe you're looking to hire veterans and you want to be there to see if you can pick up some new hires, you know, that works too. But, yeah, definitely let me know. Otherwise, we do also have on April 17th the Veterans Day on the Hill, which is when we go to the Capitol and talk about legislative bills that are going to be in session this year. So we do have a bus for that. So if you're interested in coming with, let me know as well. We'll get you on that. Other than that, I'm sure there'll be more stuff coming up. January's going to be a busy month for our office. I'll be gone last week, I think most of the week, down in the cities for a conference. We have training coming up in March. So yeah, we're gonna be moving.
It's hitting the ground running to begin. Exactly. 2024.
Yep. It always every year it starts like this and doesn't taper off till about June.
So again, Veterans Day on the Hill, April 17th, and the bus that leaves early that day, right?
Yeah, I haven't really set a time yet, but I think last year we left at 5:30 in the morning. So.
And then the Veterans Benefit Affair just a couple days later on the 19th from 10 to 3, and where's that gonna be at again?
The Crookston Armory.
All right, so a couple of events coming up in the middle of April. Of course, the free license and registration that just began on January 1st.
Yep.
And again, contact info.
218-281-3066 is the main office number in Crookston. And if you want my work cell, it's 218-280-5506.
Anything else you'd like to speak about on today's Valley Talk program?
I think we'll leave some for February and go from there.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for joining me today, Kurt.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. So that was Kurt Ellison, Polk County Veterans Affairs, and today's Valley Talk program.